Blog Talk Radio.
Alright.
All right, everybody, one moment. We'll be there. We're getting it together. Well, shalom, shalom, everyone. Welcome to our show. This is our Sunday Block Talk Radio show. Glad to have you here today. All praises to the Most High God. I'm sending out a message. I sent a message out to Sister Davida. Hold on, I think you can hear me. Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Shaina. Welcome to our show. Hope everyone's doing well. Just waiting on our guest to show up this evening. If he is on the call, if you would push one, that would be wonderful. We want to hear more about the movie. Anyone have anything they want to discuss from yesterday, or did everything go well with you all yesterday with the class? It was a little different class, but I think it was necessary because a lot of people had a lot of questions. And when we talk about promotion from the Black Negro Hebrew Israelites, we all have to realize, no matter who it is or where it's from, we're not going to all agree with everything that's said. But I think the biggest thing that we have to come to terms with is that the people are beginning to wake up. And that's definitely a blessing, that people are beginning to wake up and they're coming into the knowledge of who they are. We can't ask for any more at this point. You know, I know we would like to see a lot of other things change, but right now we have to be at the point where we realize that people are beginning to wake up, and whatever is necessary to be able to help them to make that happen, whether it be history or whatever, you know, we're really glad that the Most High is allowing these different venues to come open and opportunities for people to be able to see. Because, you know, there's a lot of people woke, but we're talking about a mass awakening, you know, where they're going to be waking up all over. And some of them know that they're Israelites and they stay in the Nation of Islam. And some people know that they're Israelites and they stay in the Christian church. They know they're Israelites and, you know what I'm saying, they have created this culture that they can still do some of the same things that they've been doing. And we're going to see all kinds of things happening right in front of our faces, right in front of our eyes, but we have to continue to stay focused. You know, because as they wake up, you know, you all know yourselves, it's a phase. You have to wake up in phases. And as you begin to grow and you begin to increase the knowledge, a lot of the things that you feel like you could do, you don't do them anymore. You know, and with everything that we do. So that's why we have the different things on Blog Talk. We have a YouTube clip. We have almost all kinds of things out there for you to be able to see. There are many groups that people can pick from that they may want to associate themselves with after they wake up, and that's something that we're going, you know, you have to be come to grips with as well, you know, because we have to continue to stay on the path that the Most High has put us on. You know, we as much as we talk about the pagan holidays and the Christmases and the Halloweens and all the kind of stuff, you know, people are still going to do it. They're still going to do it, and people are going to tell them there ain't nothing wrong with it. And, you know, everybody has to be able to say, the scripture said, work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. You know, and you can't just let people lead you astray. You have to study to show yourself approved. Your workmen need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So all of those things are in the word so that we know that it's a responsibility of our own to be able to do the things that we do, you know, and to make it on our own. And as we run into these people, you know, some of them are coming out of camps, some of them are coming out of all kind of places. We just have to be able to help do our part because everybody has a part to play, you know, some to everlasting life and some to damnation. We just don't know. You know, I hope that I'm on the right side because I don't want to mislead anyone. It is never my intention to mislead anyone. I don't want to lead you astray in any kind of way. I don't have to do none of this. I don't want to get in trouble with the Most High ever again doing anything wrong. You know, but those that he loves, he chastises. You know, and it says, and it ain't no fun, believe me when I tell you. You know, but nevertheless, you know, I made it through. It was a spanking, but I made it through. And we thank y'all for it because it has taught me some things about me and my character. So, you know, and I'd like to say that I have changed, but everybody's not there. You know, so we have to say that. So I just want to know if the gentleman is on, the one who wrote Hebrews to Negroes, please push one. We would like everybody's excited. You know, I did send some information to Sisters Aviva today, and we'll see what happens and how that happens. Okay, so in the meantime, in the between time, anybody have anything they'd like to talk about? I did tell Brother Yerushalayim after we get through with 2019 Day of Repentance, we're going to restructure the nation of Yehuda in terms of the things that we do and the classes and things that we have. We're going to start building and creating different venues for us to be able to interact with each other sociably online and different things that we're going to do to help our nation begin to grow. Once the curse is over, we're going to start doing things from a different standpoint. You know, Block Talk Radio Show will continue to be on Sundays. We're going to restructure this during the week. And you know, we're going to hopefully, because we can have a show every day of the week, the way this works. But, I mean, you know, it has to be people that will be committed to doing that, you know, and having a show like that. But, you know, we're going to restructure some things so that we have time for the community, because we have to start reaching out to the community and making sure that our community is healed and is whole. And that's more important than anything, you know, to be able to do that. Because, you know, we're here on Sundays, and then we're again here on Tuesdays, and, you know, and then we have Wednesday class and Thursday class. We're going to change all that up so that we'll be able to do something from a different standpoint. You know, because now we have, once we get past this, you know, once we get past the Day of Repentance, you know, these are some of the major things that we're doing. And we're going to start helping our youth. We're going to start talking to our young people. You know, I just found out today that another young man blew his brains out. A young man. We got to get our children. We have to get to our children because, you know, they're living in a society that does not know the Most High YAH. You know, and these children are mimicking themselves after what they see on television. They're trying to mimic the look. They're trying to mimic the behavior. They're trying to mimic the things that these people have on television or on YouTube or wherever they're seeing them at, on the videos or whatever. And when they can't measure up to that, they feel like that their life is worthless, and that's not true. Some people are taking themselves out because of relationships that they're having, you know, and they don't know how to date, and they don't know how to go out and have fun, and they find themselves in a situation where their heart is broken and they don't know how to deal with it. We need to start dealing with our nation, you know, because there's real, when you look around, there's no one to talk to. Some of the people that I see that are on YouTube and some of the Hebrew Israelite groups, I would not send my son to that. I just would not do it. I have not heard or seen anything from a mature professional standpoint to the point where I would allow him to be influenced by it. I just wouldn't. And I was explaining that to Brother Yerushalayim last night, that we need some brothers that's going to step up. We do. We need some brothers that's going to step up and really take to heart these young men. Not Bible class, not arguing over doctrine, not none of that. Step up because they need somebody to talk to. And if you're not qualified to do it, don't, you know, and you're going to call in, just listen. Because everybody's not qualified to lead. They don't know how to do it. And they do more damage than they do good. But we need to start doing something for our children and getting our children and letting our children know that there are some people out here that's whole. I mean, you think about it, if they need some counseling or they need to go somewhere, we have to take them to the people of the other nation, people who don't even know YAH. You know, we should be able to do that for our own community. You know, so, you know, those are the things that we have on the, you know, we know a lot of people have come aboard to the nation of Yehuda and have taken positions, and we have put all of that stuff on the back burner for now because we have to be able to get through the 2019 Day of Repentance. You know, the curse is going to be over with. The 400-year prophecy is fulfilled, and, you know, we have to be able to get through that. That's our major thing right now, is to get that going and pushing that so that we can get everybody there to be able to go down before the Most High and repent and apologize. You know, because this is really getting serious now. I mean, not to say that it wasn't before, you know, because people commit suicide every day, they do things. And for reasons that are not really, is never necessary. You know, but when you don't have anyone to talk to and you feel like you cannot talk to your parents, you know, or you feel like you can't talk to anyone, you have to be able to talk to someone. You know, people have gone through divorce. They have been separated from their wives and their children, and they just don't know what to do. They don't know what to do with themselves, you know, and they feel like they have no hope, you know, and it's just, it's a serious situation, you know, and it's just, it's like a separation. So we have a lot of work to do, and, you know, once the curse is over and the Most High gives us the okay and the sanction to be able to do that, we're going to start working on our nation. Because we got to. Hold on, area code 928, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Well, shalom, shalom, sis. And
shalom.
I agree with everything that you said, and that goes into one of the strongest commandments, and that is to love thy neighbor as thyself. And I think that we need to start, you know, getting rid of the dogma and the fights and arguments about all this stuff, and really start focusing on loving our people and our families and our children, and really start putting meaningful dialogue and meaningful communication and meaningful everything into our children. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. And that's not about the arguments about dogma. We can go in here. I could teach my own kids the scriptures all day long. But at the end of the day, they still have to have a substance and a background. Oh, my son, he has to know what it is to be a man in this movement. My daughter, she has to know what it means to be a woman in this movement. And that's the thing that we need to start doing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, I agree. I definitely agree with that. You know, like I said, we tried to reinstall. That it wasn't time for that. We have to have, you know, leaders there that will be able to handle the situation. You know, we realize that we stopped and started a lot of different programs, you know, because it wasn't time, you know, and in the curse, as we come to a close of the curse, you know, we have to realize that the Most High is going to do something, change our mindset, because he has to have some people that lead as well as people that follow, and they have to know that it's out there, you know, for us to do what it is that we need to do, that we're out here to listen. And that means that we have to have time freed up, and we have to be able to commit ourselves. And where much is given, much is required. It's a lot. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We have to put our 100% into it. You know, even they may not be your children, but, you know, sometimes you have to be able to give some advice. And everybody's not qualified to do that. Because what I'm finding is there's a lot of adults that need help. A lot of adults that need help. There's a lot of women that need help. You know, and from a woman's standpoint, you know, we're getting ready to put something together where we can do something virtually and up close and personal. We've been talking about this for years, launching this where we can have, you know, the women to come together and talk about things and share different things, because we need things that are different from the way you guys do things. So, you know, it's a lot of work that has to be done. I think this is our waiting period. You know, the Most High is going to he's going to determine who's going to be faithful and who's not, who's going to be committed and who's not, who's going to lead and who's going to follow. And we're going to put this thing in motion, because we can't keep losing our children. You know, and like I told Malcolm today, I said a lot of people, they don't care whether you're an Israelite anymore. This is, you know, first it was a movement that they were afraid of. But the enemy's always going to try to create an alternative. You can be an Israelite and still be a Christian. You can be an Israelite and still be a Muslim. You can be an Israelite and still be a Buddhist. It doesn't matter. That's just who you are. So, and I'm not saying that you can, but I'm just saying this is what they will say. You know, so we have to be able, you know, to give them something else. And that's a culture, you know, without whooping and hollering and threatening and cussing. No. You know, it's just not. That's just. So we're putting some things together to be able to do that. We're going to change some things around, you know. We're going to definitely do this once we come back from Washington D.C. we will definitely be changing a lot of things around. It won't be the same setup anymore. In the meantime, we're going to be putting the system together so that once we come back, it just automatically kicks into play. You know, so that's what we're going to be working on. You know, because, I mean, we have taught and taught and taught and taught and taught and taught and taught. You guys have a lot of knowledge behind you. We have taught and we have talked and we have talked and talked and talked. Now we got to put it into action.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. We got family members out there. Got to put this stuff in the eye. They have to see you live it. You know, and that's why I said, you know, we can have movie parties or documentary parties and invite them over, you know, to see this documentary, Hebrews, the Negroes, and open up dialogue and ask them what they think and all of that. You know what I'm saying? There's so many things out there that people are putting their time and effort into so that the information is there. You know, we ain't got to hate the white man. We ain't got to do all that. We ain't got to do none of that. All we have to do is be Israelite.
You know, it's not even about him. Sister, I don't mean to interrupt, but it's not even about him. At this point, it's not about him. It's not about Christianity. It's not about Islam. It's about us coming together as a nation. Once we stop arguing with all these different people and start to come together, you know, because right now this is a big show. Everybody wants to argue, and it looks good and feels good to be an Israelite. But now it's time to do the work. Take the gloves off, do the work. Time to get in and heal a nation and become a nation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm with you. I am so with you. And not saying that a lot of groups haven't done the work, because there's some brothers that have really come and stepped up to the plate. They've gone to the government and they've gotten, you know, to the courts and stuff and gotten, you know, special laws and stuff where you can wear your beard and you can do different things. And they're putting this thing together. They've done what they could do. You know, but it's too many of us now not to do more.
Right.
It's too many of us now not to do more. It's one thing to sit behind and on your couch with your Bible open to study, but it's another thing to be able to put this thing into motion. Because everybody has somebody in their family that needs for direction, clear direction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this is where we are. I asked her if he could be here around 4 o'clock, so I think we got a few more minutes. But, yeah, this is where, you know, we put the rubber to the road and begin to really put some effort. Some of you don't. And you leave it to this world and this society to lead them. We already know what direction they're going to end up in. We already know it. And it's not, they do not serve Yah. They do not serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Nope.
They don't. No, it's every man, everybody do whatever you feel like doing, and we know that's not going to work. You know. So I just wanted to lay that out, set that out there, you know, because we've been trying to put together a lot of things, you know, and for you guys to have a problem with the fact that I'm a woman, oh well, get over it, because I'm sure you know by now I'm not going nowhere. I'm gonna do what I was told to do. I'm gonna do that. I'm going to do that. All these y'all ain't chose no woman. I don't know what Bible you reading. Because the ones that I read, it was a whole lot of us in there that he chose to lead and to follow. So that's not true. Everybody has a part to play, and we're going to play that part. Not to say that I'm, you know, the men are definitely going to be out in front, and I'm not trying to lead the nation of Judah or do whatever. I'm doing what I was called to do. You know, if that's a problem, you just going to have to go before the Most High on it, because I'm going to keep doing what I was told.
You know, I want to say something to that effect to all the brothers that may be listening. And I know brothers have problems with women in charge and stuff, and I know that. But I want to say this. Truth is truth, regardless what source it comes from. Truth is truth. It doesn't matter. And at this point, as tore up as our nation is, We need truth. It doesn't matter what source it comes from. If we can sit up as men and say, well, we don't want a woman to leave, we don't want a woman to do this, that, and the third, and the other, then, you know, that's a problem. That's a serious problem. Because, you know, not all of us men know everything anyway. I'm going to be the first one. It's called humility. You know, if you humble enough to know that you don't know everything, you the catch-all, be-all, you don't know all this, then you can get somewhere in life. But as many of you that let that ego take over and take off, we have problems.
Take it over. Hold on, let me open up the mic, because like I said, we have to do what we called to do, period. Because I have to stand before the Most High, not them. So hold on just a minute. Area code 206, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yes, I had a couple of questions, if you guys don't mind.
Go ahead.
Where exactly do you get your truth and authority from?
The Bible.
And since that's known historically as a Catholic book from 325, how do you accept authority over it?
Over it? I don't think we accept authority over it. We just read it from the perspective that it's a history book, and that this history book is talking about people of color.
Okay, but that just means that you have an interpretation of one of 3,200 in the United States alone. I just think that you're one ant in a whole population.
Well, let me ask you this question. Do you think that
sure.
What color was the Egyptian?
Do I what?
I said, what color was the Egyptian?
Black.
They were black people, right?
Yeah, of course.
We do agree that they were black?
Yeah, I mean, I think the whole world does, yes.
Okay, well, let me ask you this question. Let me ask you another question. If you agree and the whole world agrees that the Egyptians were black people, then Moses went into Pharaoh's house as his grandson, according to the book. Is that correct?
Wait, say that again?
Moses?
You're taking a Jewish book and you're going to interpret it that Moses is black now?
I'm asking you a question. I'm just asking you a question.
Okay, let's
say
Moses is black.
Go,
I'll give you 100%. Moses is black.
Okay, so if Moses is black and he is from the tribe of Levi, does that mean that the Levitical priesthood is black as well?
No.
How do you say that?
Because Moses is black, that the whole tribe was black? That's called another leap. But, okay, let's just say that they're all black. I'll give it to you. Go on.
Okay, so if Moses
is black. This
is
your whole
black,
faith, and it's all shaky already.
Hold on.
Okay.
I mean, you're entitled to your opinion. You're entitled to that. But if Moses is black, and the Egyptians are black, and the Hebrew Israelites are black, then that is where we get our history from. According to the Bible, we are the descendants of the transatlantic slave trade.
I'm going to teach you something. If you're going to talk about history, you can't eliminate academics and then put your own opinion in. Because if you're going to do that, then you can Mickey Mouse around your whole culture, period.
Well, I was asking you a question.
Yeah,
and
you're assuming that Moses is a real person, you're assuming that Moses is black, and you're assuming that his whole tribe is black. Therefore, what? All those assumptions of your faith.
I just asked you a question.
And I'm telling you an answer that doesn't make any sense. You've been fed this for so long that it actually makes sense to you.
If it makes all the sense in the world,
how are you just basing your faith on putting together Moses being black? Let's say he's black. What does it matter if anybody's black or not? I don't understand that category. You're saying all black people are now Israelites?
No, we're not saying that. Excuse me for a minute. I got to say this. You come into this, and you're the intellectual, so to speak. That's what I'm getting from what you say. You're the intellectual.
No, I'm a regular person.
What we are saying is, we this is what we believe in. We didn't ask you to be negative about it. I'm just going to say
this. No. Negative is the hatred or the thoughts of an idea.
No, it's not an interpretation.
This is scaring you a little bit. You're already feeling awkward. If you let me finish, I'll finish. If it's hurting your feelings, let me know first, and I'll stop. So
I think that he was talking and you interrupted him.
Yeah,
you know
interrupted.
This is what I'm saying.
If you guys want to run,
I'm saying. And nobody's running anywhere. So who are you and what is your faith? Tell me that.
I'm a Catholic.
Good. It makes a whole lot of sense. Thank you.
Yeah, we're the original Christians.
Our history goes all the way back.
Your history goes nowhere.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad that you did.
So now that your history goes nowhere and we realize that and everything that you are is fake, so how can you turn around and say that you have any authority or opinion on anything that you just made up? You're just... It's like a Scientologist coming up to me right now and telling me that they're space aliens. Just somebody made that up. Why would I believe you or them? What authority would you give me that you would have?
Okay. That you have your own authority. You're right, and you believe what you believe.
Oh.
You're absolutely right.
If that's the way you live your life, sir, there's no way we can talk. If you make your own authority and your own stuff up, then you live in a weird world of occultish reality.
And that's your opinion. And hold on, I'm going to open up the mic because it's a whole lot of other people that would like to get in here on this. But just because you're a Catholic doesn't mean you have an authority either, because the Catholic Church actually stole the scriptures from the Israelites. They were the original Christians, not you.
I didn't want to know that.
Who was?
According to the history, I'm gonna let Brother Yerushalayim talk to you, and I'm gonna open up a couple of mics. Brother Donial, your mic
granted,
is open. And
we
Brother
all do
Leonard,
respect. You just make up
open.
Things, so I don't really know what you're talking about.
No, we don't make up anything. You just have a hard time. I think you have
don't
a hard
get,
time.
I told you, if you're gonna get angry, don't talk. Just hang up on me.
Shalom. This is Donial. If I may add something to this.
Shalom.
Listen. Who am I speaking with?
Tone, T-O-N-E.
Okay. See, once we understand, I understand that once your mind is made up, there's nothing, no truth that we can tell you, period.
That's true.
You understand? You're going to have your own opinion. But you can't come on the program and say that we have discount.
And challenge your opinion?
Without no evidence, proof, or facts.
Without any evidence, not no evidence.
Say that again?
I said without any evidence. You said without no evidence. That doesn't make any
without
sense.
Any
without,
evidence,
without any evidence.
Facts.
Uh-huh.
You have to have proof, evidence, and facts if you're going to dispute what we're talking about or what we
proof,
proclaim.
Evidence and facts are all the same thing, sir.
Let me ask this question. I got to ask this question. Okay, sir.
Yes, sir.
You're saying that you got all these facts. You're the authority. Now, what is the Sabbath day?
I'm not the authority.
No, I'm asking you a question. What is the Sabbath day? When is the Sabbath day?
When is what?
The Sabbath. The holy the day
Sabbath,
that we focus
on. The Sabbath is on is on a Saturday that the Jews celebrate that you inherited and now trying to take authority over.
No. Who changed?
Saturday.
No.
Everybody, am I on the line?
Sabbath,
you guys are falling
Sabbath,
for this guy. Let's stop entertaining him.
He is
nothing more than a scoffer and a scorner. He's trying to insult us, and I know you all are aware of it. He's very ignorant, and he believes he's the authority, has the audacity to state that he is a Catholic with the history that the Catholics have, as though we are ignorant of it, and we are not. As one of the cornerstones of your faith is y'all never read the word. We understand exactly who the Catholics are, what you believe, and who we are. He is not calling and inquiring as though he's really in search of any information. He is a scorner, and you're wasting your time talking to this guy. We know who we are. We're not. He's not interested in really hearing anything that anyone has to say, and I would just not even entertain this guy. We don't have to prove ourselves to him, and that's something that you Gentiles are going to soon understand. We are over you. The time is up. We no longer are seeking your insight, your wisdom, nor your information. You are not the authority over us, and that's that. No one needs your approval. No one needs you to be convinced. We are. End of story.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing needs to be said. Give it. Out of the whole conversation. Oh, that was interesting. That was very interesting. You just pushed me out of the conversation, but it was good because it's good. We're going to have this kind of stuff, and this is when you know you're on the right track. When this stuff starts happening, they're listening. I told you they're listening. Hold on. Let me get this area code 678. Your mic is open.
Y'all know that was a dude, right?
Yeah, boy, yeah, like
that was no Christian. That was Ashkenazi.
Right.
All it was. Well, I'm trying to stir some trouble. Because, you know, they done been found out. They frauds and they fakes. And the gig is up. Ain't nobody believing in buying in their mess no more. And they freaking out.
You know what happens is that we frustrate our own selves to try to explain something to that guy. And he ain't going to never get in. They're never going to understand. They are... They think they're privileged, and that's it, man. You know, they're going to come and insult our state of mind and state of being. You know, and we used to get these people on here all the time years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? It's fun because wasn't nobody talking but me and Brother Yerushalayim. But when we opened up his mic, man, the board lit up. Everybody took one mic. I'm like, wow, look at this. But, I mean, you know, it is what it is. We have to come to terms with that.
Yeah.
They're never going to understand. Never. You understand? You know, they just, you know, and what I really don't like, he's trying to insult us. That's really, you know.
Yes, he was. But it makes for good radio.
I would appreciate it if he came on and was looking for some wisdom and some knowledge and some understanding. But he wanted to insult you.
Of course. Of course. That's the next step. When you can't beat, you have to insult. When you can't disprove, you have to try to make people feel like they're inferior. You know what the truth of the matter is? It is, like you said, it is what it is. We don't have to explain anything to you. You know, we don't tell you nothing. We don't owe you nothing.
That is correct.
We don't have to explain anything to you. So we did what we had to do. Great job, everybody. Because, man, everybody kind of pounced down on him. Like, wow. You know, but it's all good.
This is what the Almighty
and
is
that's
talking.
How it should be from here on out. Everybody
this
come
is what
to everybody's
aid. Almighty is talking about when he gives us courage to stand up for who we are.
Yeah.
You know, in the name of the Almighty. You understand? We ain't got to take this stuff no longer. He is our Savior.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's awesome. But the lady said, you said, that's how it should be from now on. Everybody back up everybody. Come to the rescue, and that's what it is. I mean, you know, it is what it is. We just have to get there. We did a good job in it. You know, all that was, nothing happens by chance. That was a setup by the enemy, you know, because they're going to start challenging, you know. And like you said, we used to get some years ago by a white supremacy group, but they acted better than you did. You know, but it is what it is. I mean, you know, somebody told me once, you know you're on the right track, not when the good guys show up, but when the bad guys show up. We getting there. You know, I love it. I love how everybody came, you know, with their opinions and shut him down because there wasn't nothing he could say. Nothing. He said, by whose authority do you think you know the truth? And it's like, you know, regardless of what you think, you know what I'm saying? We don't, like you said, we owe you no explanation. We don't have to explain anything to you. As Lou said, y'all ain't got, y'all just want to run.
Run from what? We ain't running nowhere. We going home. It ain't no running. We gonna walk out of here.
No, but it's all good. It's all good. It all worked out the way it was supposed to. You know, sisters and brothers, boy, y'all got on him like, wow. I love it. I love it. Good radio. That's what it is. You know, and they get so offended. They get so offended because they have to be the one to control the narrative. You know. I'll give you
know, that. I like when that sister came on there and started telling them who he was. Oh, he hurried up and got off the phone.
Yes, he said Moses was black. I'll give you that. And then and the Egyptians were black. I'll give you that. You know, but they, you don't have to give us anything. It is what it is. Truth is coming out. It is. It's just coming out. There's nothing anybody can do about it, and they're getting mad.
Absolutely.
They're getting upset. And we just have to keep doing what we're doing. I just want to know if the brother is on here from Hebrews to Negroes. If you are, please feel free to push one. I asked her if he could come on around 4 and see what's going on with it, you know. But, yeah, I think that was very good. That was a wake-up call right there. You know, that let us know we're on the right track. Definitely a wake-up call.
Absolutely.
They feel as
hurt. I'm proud of you guys. You stood up, man. You didn't cow down and let him take the show.
And I and yes, and you know, sis, everybody did a great job, and you know, this is the thing, you know, that we gonna have to get ready to endure. Because before it was like, you know, they don't know what they're talking about. We'll punk them out and this thing. No, it ain't gonna be no more. That's over with. We know who we are. We know who y'all is, and we know that y'all does not deal with anybody but us. We're the original Christians. Right, you made all that stuff up. You certainly are. So we just let them have their moment. You know, there's nothing you can do about it. Everybody wants to be in charge now. And, you know, you look at that, and we're not doing anything. And you know what I'm saying? We're not provoking anyone. We're not forcing this on anyone. We're not making anyone listen to us. They want to listen to us because it is truth coming out and the Most High is allowing this to happen. Yes. You know. So I just think that everybody did a great job, you know, coming aboard and doing what we need to do, because it's going to be more of it. It's definitely going to be more of it. The closer we get, the more it's going to get, the more they're coming. Hold on. Area code 513, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, family. This is Sister Couture. Did y'all notice? I want y'all to think about something. He never showed up when we talked about Bush, Trump. He never showed up when we talked about going to Washington. He never showed up when we were talking about the destruction of the Russians, the Chinese, or any other nation. He only showed up when we started talking about
your phone.
Did you notice?
He only showed up when we talked about why your phone clicked out.
When we started talking about taking back our kids.
Oh, yeah.
So that tells you how important that is. He didn't care about nothing else. But they knew they were in trouble when we started talking about getting our kids together.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's a good point. Absolutely.
So I'm doing laundry and trying to get to the phone in time when he called in and started acting stupid. But when everybody jumped in, I went back to washing clothes. So I'm going to put y'all back on hold and go back to washing clothes for work.
All right, shalom, shalom. And that's a point. That's a good point that she made. You know, they want to be in control. Everybody wants to control the narrative so that we do what they want us to do, not what we want to do. what they want us to believe the way they want us to believe, not the way we believe. Oh, powerful thing. This is it's a powerful movement, Israel. This is a powerful movement, and it's always done in quiet. And those are the ones that are challenged the most. The movements that are done in peace and done in quiet, those are the movements that are challenged the most. And guess what? We are not in the street fighting with nobody. We're not messing with, we're not shooting up the police and all this stuff. We are just on our radio shows encouraging our people to hold on until the Most High decides to come and get us. And the words out of his mouth was, y'all just want to run. Ain't nobody running. Mm-mm. So, you know, I'm with her. You know, this is powerful. Means a lot. It's all working when you have situations like that. That makes it all worth it to realize that I told y'all they listening. He said, y'all just want to run. We ain't running, run where? We leaving.
You know, he came on the house, but we running.
Yeah.
I don't get that. I don't get that at all.
Right. No, this ain't going to be nobody here for you to badger. It ain't going to be nobody here for you to measure yourself up against anymore. Ain't nobody is going to be here for you to do that. So that's where the issue comes in, except those that want to stay behind because they can fell in love with this place. When our time is up and the Most High say so, we get to go back to the land where we are from.
Hallelujah. And it can't come soon enough for me.
Me neither.
And we ain't got very much more time. It's just hang on in there. Just hang on in. And Almighty going to bring us. Because he said he was going to do that. This is what he told us. He's coming to get his people. And that guy is not one of his people. Period.
Man, you all are taking the stories of the Jews and you're trying to steal the story. No, we are the Israelites. We're not trying to steal nothing from nobody. We are the real Israelites of the Scripture. We're the ones that are the children of Jacob. We are the children of Israel. We, the black people that are scattered all around the world, that are part of the transatlantic slave trade, the majority of them are Israelites.
Absolutely.
And it's eating them up, Brother Donnell. It's eating them up.
Yeah. Because their time is up. Their time is up, and they feel it in their bones that they got to try to block it and everything, trying to disrupt and confuse. You understand? That's what they're trying to do, man. You know, if we had a cow down, he'd still be on here right now talking.
These are desperate attempts to see if whether or not they still have real estate in our minds. They don't understand the Most High is breaking the chains. He who knows the truth, as we learn and understand the truth, we are made free. And they are like, are they free? Yes. And we are becoming more and more free. You no longer have real estate in our being.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's true. That is so true. You know. But this is who they are. You know, they have to show they have to show it. Hold on, area code 513, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Shalom. I just wanted to say that I am so proud of everybody. I'm so excited for 2019 because I know that more and more of us going to wake up, more and more of us going to answer the call, more and more of us going to stand on the front line. You know, it's just it's a power that has never been on this planet before. It's an energy that has never occurred before. It's a time that our ancestors have been waiting for, praying for, you know, and we're coming into it. And it is so powerful. It's just amazing to look at, you know, knowing where we come from and you know, where we're going. And knowing, you know, the journey is beautiful. I'm so excited about 2019, I don't know what to do. I know it's a lot coming at us, but we rising as a nation. We coming together. We seeing it come, happening. And, I mean, we get, you know, in previous times we've had people call on the phone and, you know, try to berate us and, you know. But now it's a different kind of energy. It's different now. And, you know, they can't tell us who we are no more. We know who we are. The veil is lifting. They can't do that no more. Hallelujah.
And I'm not going to try to change the subject, but I wanted to tell y'all, man, the peoples that killed that little girl, Jasmine, you understand, they were black folk, man. Black kids.
So they say. I mean, do they know that for sure? Or do they just pick somebody? You know that guy.
On the Phil show, and Eric Black and Larry Woodruff arrested for the murder of Jasmine Bonds. Yeah. And it was
they shot into the car?
Yeah, they shot. It was an accident, man. They made a mistake they shot at her car in the place of somebody else's. They were looking for somebody else and they shot into her car. And these kids right here ain't no more than about, they ain't even 20 years old.
That's a shame.
Our folk, man. I'm telling you, man. And that's a coward move anyway. It's always been a coward move when you drive by shooting and all of that stuff. That's coward stuff. Anyway, you know, I just wanted to bring that into the, you know, what's the name, you understand? But as far as that European, you understand what I'm saying? They always gonna do that, man. They used to do that long time ago. Do you remember, Yarina?
I do.
They call into the program and want to know this, that, and the other. Yarina had this poem this piece that she wrote, and she had them. They supposed to have put it in their paper. A nation that failed probation.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like you said, the closer we get, the closer the time comes, and the closer that we get, the energy is changing. You know, and you know Jacob's trouble is coming, and that's what that means. People who don't want to accept the fact that we are who we say we are, who don't want to accept the fact that we know who we are, they don't want to accept the fact that they can't control who we are. And the energy is changing, and they're going to be getting upset. And that's just too bad because, you know what I'm saying, it's our turn now, and it's time for us to go. Time for us to go. When y'all say so.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just coming. It's going to be coming. It's more and more and more. But like we said, we're not violent. Nobody does anything violently. No, but most of the people on this line, mostly all of us on this line, either are retired, we got jobs we go to every day, we're probably exemplary employees, we do what we're supposed to do, you know what I'm saying? And it still doesn't matter because it's not just about us doing what's right, it's about people having control over who we are. You know? I'm Catholic, and I don't, we were, please, don't even start me.
That stuff getting ready to fall anyway, Catholic.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Go on and proclaim your name that you're Catholic. Go ahead, go on and do that. Put more nails in your own.
Yeah.
And we ain't got to raise a hand. All Almighty going to do all of this. He going to fight for us. He's going to take care of our enemy.
Mm-hmm, that's right. That is so very true. You know, we just have to be prepared for that because that's coming.
All we got to do is ask the Almighty for forgiveness for our sins. You understand? That we carry it on like fools.
Mm-hmm. You know? And there's going to be a whole lot of people that come on in. And guess what? Now they're challenging the book. Well, how do you know the book is real? You believe it. You've been carrying it around under your arm with a superiority all this time. So now that we find ourselves in the book, now it ain't real? Real, really? Because you believed it. So now all of a sudden we're basing our thoughts and beliefs on a book that ain't real. Jesus, how do you know Moses is real? Evidently you believe it.
They want to change the narrative. They want to make. They want to tell us what. They act like we can't read or we don't know no more. We don't have the knowledge anymore. You understand? So he could tell us anything.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, but we get there. We're going to get there by faith. We already there. Like I said, when this stuff starts happening, we got to rejoice, you know, and do what it is that we need to do and make it happen, you know, so we can do what we need to do. It's a lot going on, you know, and we just have to let y'all be y'all, do what we need to do to get prepared for this ending thing, because once we do that, it's a done deal.
Absolutely.
Good on deal. You know, she just texted me. She said she's in contact with him now. See if he can jump on here real quick, you know, and give us a few minutes. But yeah, it's just it's a powerful moment. It's a powerful day. You know, we needed that. We needed that. Sometimes you need that because iron sharpens iron. You know, we got to be able to say, hey, you know, I got your back or whatever, because I like to keep them talking myself, you know. As long as you talk with some sense, I'll talk to you all day and still make you say the things you don't want to say. You know. Come on, we trying to steal the story of the Jews. We are the Jews. We are the Israelites. We are the one. We the one.
They stole our story.
Come on, stealing the story.
And tried to embellish on it with that Talmud and all of that nonsense.
Yeah. You're talking about stolen identity, please. But everybody has a part to play. We got to play our part. They got to play theirs. But the world is going to come to the knowledge of who we are. They already coming to that knowledge now.
That's right. You know, because it's so much going on, you know, they can't see what's going on with the jobs. They can't see what's going on with politics. You know, it's just so much that just, and then now we stepping up and they can't see what's going on, you know, where their future is with this stuff. And I know they running scared. You know, I can't do nothing about it for them, but I know they running scared trying to figure out what in the world is going on.
All right. Yeah. That's true. Because this country was supposed to be stabler than this. This country was supposed to be the greatest country on earth. I told them it was just like Babylon. It's not no different. They said it was so much gold in Babylon, it was like dust. It was so much gold. It was as much gold as it was dust. And you could not tell Nebuchadnezzar that he wasn't going to be king forever, even though he had the dream and the Most High laid out the ruling governments in the dream. He still didn't believe it was true and that one day it would come to an end, and it did. And that's how the people expect. This thing's been ruling for a long time. This machine's been going for a long time.
But it's about to come to an end.
Yeah, it looks like it.
it is looking like it, and it ain't nothing. It has nothing to do with us. You know, we ain't doing nothing to change it or move it. It's the people they chose to put in office that's making it happen. And that's when you know it's y'all's hand, because y'all using the very people that they voted in to try to change it back. He going to fix it where it's going to work out on his behalf, and his agenda is going to be accomplished. And that's what we were talking about Saturday when we were talking about the judging of those nations. He'll use them to come against each other, and they won't know why.
Absolutely. And we can see that, man, between the Republicans and the Democrats. They have not worked on one thing in the last month. They have not spoken about fixing anything in the government. It's all about the closing down of the government, and they're trying to figure that out, and they haven't talked about infrastructure, you understand, and they got a heap of problems that they need to be talking about fixing, and they can't figure out what that is. How do you even think what he was talking about?
But get mad at us because we talking about who we are. Like she said, out of all the things going on the earth, you take the time to call us because you missed about the fact that we know who we are. Please. Like she said, not Trump, not Russia, not the economy, not the government shutdown, the fact that we say we is.
You know, they got no scandals going on in their church as it is.
Nobody has where.
And it's just some, you know what I'm saying? But they don't care nothing about that. They're more concerned about us.
That's right.
This is serious business. You know, don't nobody want Israel to wake up. The gig is up.
Hallelujah.
If I was him, I would never say that I was a Catholic, man. All of them priests in there trying to have sex with them little boys. Come on.
I'm sorry.
It's serious. Hell, I'll let people know how serious this is. As much as we tell them how important Israel is, because we've been at the bottom for so long, we don't realize who our God is.
Okay.
When you always say it's an exciting time to be alive. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when he called up and said that he was a Catholic, he just admitted that he was a pedophile.
They got enough of it going on in there for real. I think I brought him on the line. Let me see. Is the brothers on the line that made the movie Hebrews to Negroes? If you could push one, if we can put you in two, we would love to be able to talk to you about the movie and everything. I think he's on here. Just push the number one and we'll get you on. Everybody wants to congratulate you on everything. Hold on, let me get him on. Okay, hold on, here we go. Erico 313, Shalom, Shalom, how are you doing today?
Shalom, this is Ronald Dalton Jr., the creator of the movie Hebrews to Negroes.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Shalom, Shalom.
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, I was just calling in if you wanted me to talk about the movie and spread the word. I can do that. I don't want to interrupt what you guys are talking about.
Oh, no, you're not interrupting. We just want to congratulate you on the movie, you know, and a lot of people, we have been promoting it on this show, you know, and a lot of people on this show have bought the movie, and they've watched it and said it is very good, you know, and anytime we have Israelites that are doing stuff on this scale and helping our people to understand who we are, we just think that it's phenomenal that you're doing that and that you're, you know, because I too was from the church, so I understand all those things, you know, and it's just a blessing. So we have our board on here, and everybody wants to just say congratulations, and in any kind of way we can support you, you know, when the DVD comes out, they already plan to watch it on Vimeo, you know, and what else can we do to try to help you push this thing through?
Well, right now, it's, I would just tell people to they can go to Vimeo On Demand, and they can search for the movie title Hebrews to Negroes, and that anybody can watch it as long as they have the internet, they can watch it, and then tell others about it because it really needs to hit everywhere. Of course, it's streaming the most in the United States of America. And then the United Kingdom is like number two right now, and then Canada's number three. But, you know, it still needs – of course, in America, it's streaming more than anywhere else, but it still needs to get to the hundreds of thousands of millions of people in America and Europe and the South America, Mesoamerica, Africa, the Caribbean. It just needs to start spreading like wildfire because the people – especially the ones that's been involved in the diaspora, the ancestors were involved in the diaspora of the slave trade. They need to know this truth, and then eventually, of course, the Gentiles are also going to know this truth too, instead of what you know they've been taught from Christianity and Islam and Judaism. So this is a revolution of the mind. It's an awakening of the truth. Finally, we are having our history told the right way. And, of course, when this history is being told the right way, it's going to obviously reveal the true identity of the people that's been saying that they are the Jews and people that, in general, that's been saying that we're the Semitic people, the sons of Shem, we're all white, we're Semitic, you guys are Hamitic, you guys are from Ham. And so all these lies and miseducation and falsehoods is going to basically come to an end when they see this movie. And it starts to spread like wildfire to different countries. I'm trying to work on getting it on Amazon Prime. And then I'm also working on getting subtitles for the movie, too, like in French and Portuguese and Spanish and in Swahili and Arabic, because there's a lot of countries that don't speak English and they, you know, they speak French or these different languages. And so when they are able to see the movie with the subtitles, then hopefully that'll wake them up, too, because there's a lot of our people that spread in these kind of countries where they speak French or Spanish or Portuguese or even Arabic.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you had a lot of pushback from the Ashkenazi Jews?
Well, some of them, you know, some of them may email me or contact me and they say, well, you know, you guys can't prove anything. You know, if you go up against our academic professors and teachers in Israeli history and the Talmud and their manuscripts that they have dating back to whatever century they say that if we can't prove that we are the people that they can prove beyond a shadow about that they are the original people. And of course they're going to always claim that no matter what we do, no matter what we say, that we're always going to be Hamites. And so they'll keep pushing that we're the Cushites, we're the Canaanites, we're this and we're that. And so yeah, they're just mad. And some of them have actually challenged and said, well, we can put together a debate. We'll get our top rabbis and scholars, and we'll get people like this guy named Tudor Prophet or Parfit. He's like an Indiana Jones of the Lost Tribe. He's a white guy that goes around the world searching for people that claim to have Jewish ancestry, whether they be in like the member Jews. No, Rosenberg hasn't he hasn't resurfaced since that last debate that I did with him on the Spiritual Combat Show. He's been kind of like,
oh, I've seen that.
Here's
the thing, and I don't want to interrupt you. I'm not going to interrupt you. I've been known. They know me that I interrupt them. I'm so sorry. But I wanted to say this is they're not going to sit down with you. Not them rabbis. Not them. What's name? They're not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Then they always say that they want to do it, but they never show up. They send Harry Rosenberg.
Right, and I've experienced that too because I've actually been talking to black people in grocery stores, black people that are, you know, in Judaism, Talmudic Judaism, with, you know, they wear the kippah and everything. And I said, do you know that you're a Hebrew Israelite? And they were like, well, I go to a synagogue out here. And then when I start telling them the truth about his history, a lot of the Jews, if they're around, they hear it and listen to it. And some of these Jews have actually said, well, you know, the stuff you're saying, we don't know any of this stuff. You're saying stuff that we've never heard, and years of going to the synagogue. And they've actually invited me or told me to contact their chief rabbi at their synagogues over here in Michigan and you know, email them. And, of course, when I talk to them on the phone, they decline. They always decline. Like, nope, we don't want you to come over to our synagogue and blow these people's heads off. The truth. They would rather you just, you know, keep doing what you're doing, and they keep telling the Jews, you know, the falsehood that they are the real people, and that black people are trying to steal their identity and we're Hamites.
Yeah, well, you know, one other thing is too is that it's fine to be able to try to get in touch with them, but the knowledge and understanding is only for us. You understand? These guys are never going to understand. They're never going to come around. You understand? Mm-hmm. And I want to say this here too is, I've been in this way for almost 50 years. Never went to the Christian church, never went to the Muslims or none of them other things. You understand? And the congregation that I have, most of the elder guys my age is pretty much dead, died off, priests, and a lot of them well-known people with scholarship. And now the young guys, my nephews and everybody, they falling back into that Judaism stuff. I got a couple of guys that I know and I love dearly that they become rabbis and my priest, the priest that brought me in this way, you understand? He came out of the Jewish sect, broke away from them because he realized that the book was about us. You understand? Hebrew Israelite, black folk. You understand what I'm saying? And now the younger generation is falling back into that nonsense, and and I stopped dealing with them. I love them, but I cannot be amongst that.
Yeah.
All right, hold on just a minute. I'm gonna give everybody opportunity. If you talk, you ask questions. I'm gonna mute you. I'm gonna let anybody else that has a question you want to ask them before, because I know his time is limited. Anybody else have a question they want to ask? Nobody want to ask him anything? So
that's what I was going to ask. Do we have the option to be able to buy the DVD, or is it just going to be on Vimeo to where we can look at it there?
Eventually it's going to be a buy option. Right now it's just put it out January 1st, so it's just a rent for right now, and then eventually be buy, and eventually DVD, and just like, you know, just kind of like how the movies do. The movies are out in the theater, and then next minute that you can rent it on Vudu, and then you can buy it, and then it comes out on DVD.
Okay.
It's only been,
a
couple days since I have it.
Now, what about the church? Okay, I'm going to put you on your sister, Olivia. What about the church? Have you had any pushback or any feedback from the church? Are they taking and grabbing a hold of this, or are they shying away from it?
Well, I think some people in the black church have seen it. I don't know if their pastors have seen it. I've sent out, you know, emails to some of the major churches in Detroit, like Greater Grace and Straight Gate Church and Wayne T. Jackson's Church and the Winers Church and Triumph Church and all these different churches in Detroit. And so far, I haven't got any response back or any emails back from the department or the pastors. And I mean, I sent my books for free to these churches like a couple of years ago and never got any response. But yeah, I believe that at some point in time that somebody in the congregation is going to watch this movie, or a couple of people in the congregation of these black churches are going to watch this movie, and they're going to go to their pastor or their ministers and elders and say, hey, you guys need to watch this movie, Hebrews to Negroes. And then of course, eventually, maybe then the pastor will say, okay, let me check it out, see what my members are talking about. And then once they watch it, it'd be very hard to go back to the old way of teaching when you see all this proof about who we are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Anybody else have a question for him? Go ahead.
I do have a question. And I had the privilege of seeing a movie, and Shalom, brother. I just had for the other groups, like we will say, we understand that some of us are West Coast of Africa and throughout the diaspora, but there were some other groups of people that there was not a lot of conversation about these individuals being a part of the tribes of Israel, like in India, China, all those other different places. What do you, at least in our community, have you had any feedback or reception from them by identifying them as Israelites? Does there seem to be an interest in them identifying themselves as such, or where does that stand?
Which people?
Like people in India and the different places apart from West Africa and throughout South America and America. You know, other groups that you started the movie off with.
There are people that have watched the movie in Australia and India and Indonesia and different countries outside of America. And it's interesting because a lot of, like, say for instance, like people in Australia, they have oral histories that the kids or the adults have been told when they were little about where they come from, and like their elders, their grandparents. And this is in Australia, this is in Fiji, this is in Samoa, this is in Marshall Islands, this is in Cape Verde, these are different places. They all say that they are descendants of the lost tribes of Israel. At least this is what their grandparents say from what they were told from their elders. And so even in India, you will see, because when I talk to a lot of Indians, this is Indians all over the place, East Indians, you know, they know a lot about their heritage and their ancestry. And just like I showed in the movie, when you ask some of these Indians that know, they'll tell you that their people, especially the Indians that are in the South, the dark-skinned Indians in East India, they'll tell you that our people once lived in Mesopotamia. We were like the indigenous original people of Babylon, you know, or Assyria, and even Persia. We moved and migrated into the east and into India, and that they'll tell you about other stories about Hebrew Israelites that also made their way after the invasions of Israel into all the way into South India. And this is what a lot of the Sephardic and Ashkenazi Gentile Jewish historians have documented in their literary works going back a thousand years ago. They'll document, yes, the Israelites, there were some Israelites that went to India, some Israelites that, you know, maybe went to Yemen, some Israelites that made their way all the way to the Pacific Islands and in different areas, even to Cape Verde and different islands off of the, you know, coast of Africa. So there are people that are slowly waking up because of this whole movement, and they're finding out what their ancestors told them. And to be honest, a lot of people like the Indians in North America, like the Shawnee or the Pawnee and Papago and these different tribes, the Cherokee, the Hopi, the Shoshone, you know, these different Yaqui Indians, they'll tell you some stories too. You know, we all know about the Cherokee, the Seminole, the Chickasaw, the Chippewa, these different Indian tribes, Blackfoot. But if you really talk to some of the people that are old and they're like in their 60s, 70s, and ask them what their grandparents told them, what their elders told them, you'll be surprised to hear what they tell you about where they came from in terms of they didn't always live in the Americas. And this also goes for the Taino Indians too, because there's Taino Indians in Puerto Rico, in Dominican, in Bahamas, and Cuba. They're also in Miami. There's a lot of Puerto Ricans in Miami. And when you talk to these people, they'll tell you their ancestry, and they're not making this stuff up. They're not just pulling this out of their hat because they just want to. When you go back far enough, you'll see the pictures of the people, like maybe say the East Indian or the indigenous Indian, what they look like in the 1700s to 1800s. And the majority of the time, it's not, they don't look like Europeans. You know, they look brown skin or brown skin tone people with different grains of hair texture. And, you know, it could be curly, could be straight, could be woolly, or curly woolly. But yeah, but this is really, you know, waking up a lot of people. People in Africa, people in the Caribbean, people in the Americas, people to the East too, and it starts sparking a lot of conversation. You're still there?
Yes, we still here. I have a question. I have mm-hmm. a question. This is Brother Jerusalem. I have a question. My question is, you know, first of all, I wanted to say that was a great work that you put together, and I really appreciate it. You know, I didn't quite grasp everything, but a lot of it I did, and I really appreciate you doing that for our nation and our people. But I want to just ask, you know, we're having a 2019 day of repentance, just prayer, you know, to ask for forgiveness. Would you be interested in something like that?
Is it like a gathering? What is it? Is this in our house or outside our house?
No. It would be a gathering in D.C. for us to pray and ask for repentance. Pray for the forgiveness of our sins and our forefathers' sins.
Okay.
You know, we don't ever come together as a nation. I'm talking about just in peace, truth, and love. You know, no violence, vulgarness, none of that stuff. Just to say, we are sorry before I left Elohim.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends what date it is. I got a lot of things booked up for 2019, a lot of demand, and, you know, people are asking me to come to different cities and different countries and stuff like that. I just got to, you know, just got to see what date it is and check my schedule.
Okay. All right. Well, we will definitely send you some information. Brother Yerushalayim is our liaison. He's our point person on that note. So he'll probably be the one contacting your people, and we'll try to work something out if that's okay.
Okay. All right.
All right. Brother Leonard, do you have anything you want to ask him? I'm not going to hold you long. Brother Donia, your mic is open if you want to say something else. Are you still there? Okay.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
I just wanted to explain to me what a Sephardic Jew is.
What is a Sephardic Jew?
Yeah, Sephardic.
Sephardic Jews are, they're probably been around the term, well, the Sephardic Jews have been around longer than the Ashkenazi Jews. The Ashkenazi Jews are kind of like newest on the scene, but they grew to be the highest number and population because of the mass conversion that happened in Eastern Europe and Central Asia. But the Sephardic Jews, most of their ancestry, if you really do the research and if you really check their DNA, is of Greco-Roman descent, Edomite descent, and then you have also some mixture that they have with the Semitic Ishmaelites, the black Arabs that, you know, they conquered Jerusalem back in the day when you had the beginning of the Crusades, and then the Arabs started to cross over to North Africa and then sweep Islam across North Africa. So you'll see that. You'll see that DNA also in them too. And then some of the DNA, of course, of the white non-Arab Ottoman Turks. Because the Ottoman Turks, they also came over too, the white people that corrupted Islam. And they spread their DNA and their blood in that area. So the Sephardic Jews are still like the Ashkenazi Jews. They're like a mongrel race of people. They don't have like one uniform paternal lineage like most West Africans or Bantu people have, or African Americans, which is like E1B1A. You know, we pretty much, when we get our DNA tested, we're E1B1A, especially in West Africa, because West Africans over there, they really, you know, they're still you know, pretty much their bloodline is pretty much pure in the sense of going back to the Bible, because they've had a lot of race mixing that we've had for 400 years in America. And then, of course, Native American Indians are not over there in West Africa, so they don't have any way that they can, you know, mix with Native American Indians. So when we get our DNA tested in America, we will likely see some Native American Indian DNA and some European DNA from slavery and from mixing with the people that was already over here. But the Sephardic Jews, like the Ashkenazi Jews, you know, they have multiple father lineages that make up who they are as a people. So if you go testing 100 or 1,000 Sephardic Jews in one area, you're going to get all types of different paternal bloodlines. And that basically means that they are not a uniform people. They're not a nation. They're just a people that back in the day, during the times of the Greeks, when they controlled Judea, when the Edomites controlled Judea, when the Romans controlled Judea, when the Arabs controlled Judea, when the Central Asian Turkish people controlled Judea, they are basically converts. Converts from whatever paternal line just kept passing down to their son, to the son, to the son, to the son. And because they live in North Africa, and then eventually kind of like were hanging around the scene in Spain and Portugal, called themselves the Sephardic Jews or the Spanish Jews, and they speak Ladino, which is based off the Romance language, which is basically Italy, Italian. Some people even say the Romance language was created by Esau or the Edomites, you know, when they were up in there. And so their language is, you know, like Yiddish, it's a mixture of the Romance languages over there in that region and also Hebrew. So it's not, they're not speaking real Hebrew. They're not speaking Paleo-Hebrew or writing Paleo-Hebrew. They're speaking or doing exactly what the Ashkenazi Jews did with Yiddish, which is basically mixing the Germanic, Slavic, Turkish, you know, ancestral language they had with Hebrew, and then coming up with a mixture language. So that's who the Sephardic Jews are, and that's why some Sephardic Jews, they look kind of Middle Eastern. If you pay attention, they have darker, you know, they might have a little bit of a darker skin tone. They may have black hair, black eyebrows, black beards, you know, than your typical Ashkenazi, which can look the same way too. But they Ashkenazi can look like all types of European people.
I asked that question because I noticed a lot of people when they're doing their research and doing their connections and connecting the dots, they factor the Sephardic Jew into our lineage, but they're not our lineage.
No, they're not our lineage.
Right.
Not at all.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. I know you push for time. I got one more question somebody wants to ask because we don't want to keep you long. Eric Cole 513, your mic is open. Go ahead, whatever you want to ask him.
Shalom, shalom, brother. I applaud you and coming out in 2018, 2019 on this project. I wanted to inquire about who we are as a nation and your project and how it kind of correlates to what we're doing. And, you know, with all the research and everything that's coming out, the call that you have answered to stand to the line to bring this information forth, we are also wanting to take us to that next level of what it's all about, what the bottom line is, and that's getting, you know, crying out to our Elohim. This is what, you know, the next level into what your call has been about.
Mm-hmm.
Crying out to our Elohim. So it's not a normal prayer. It's not at a normal time. This is all of the stuff that you have researched and the time and the effort. It's the point to where we as a nation, and you have answered the call to wake the nation up. But we are saying once you are awake, this is what we are supposed to do as Hebrew Israelites, and let's come together and cry out to our Elohim. I don't want to convey as though this is we just come together for a picnic and doing this and that. No, this is something on an epic level.
Mm-hmm.
And the B part of that is I want to ask, what do you have in line in your repertoire that will what are you looking forward to? What are some of your next projects that you're thinking of?
Well, right now we are doing the Hebrew to Negroes movie screening in different parts of the United States, and then also with the workshop tour, the End Is Here workshop tour. The workshop basically is basically kind of getting people to know that, okay, now that you understand who we are, who the Israelites are, then once you understand that, then you can start to, well, especially with the books and the movie, you can start to understand who are the enemies of Israel, who are the Confederate, who are the people that, according to the Bible, are going to be the ones that's going to try to destroy us and put an end to us or oppress us, eliminate us in the future. And that this whole scheme of things is that basically, you know, now that we're awake, we have to get back to the way that we should be, a holy and righteous nation, a priesthood. And we have to, you know, like the Bible says, you got to humble ourselves and seek his face, and he will heal our land. He will listen to us. And so the call of repentance is much needed, and as a people all across the world. And then we need to understand that once we start to return back to the way that we need to be and following the commandments and cleaning ourselves up as a people and returning to our Elohim or our God or creator, then we have to understand that there is going to be a time where things are going to get worse. Things are going to, we all know that there's a end times biblical prophecy or end of days where the righteous and the unrighteous will be judged, and that the whole world, the whole earth will receive all types of bad things that's going to come. And you know, and for those Israelites that are starting to awaken, we need to understand who we are, to understand Bible prophecy, because there's going to be a time that we're going to have to, of course, right now we need to restore ourselves after we awaken ourselves, and then we're going to have to start to get into preparation mode where we can prepare to endure to the end for what is coming to the earth. And a lot of the things that's happening right now in the world, a lot of people are not paying attention to because they don't see it as being tied to biblical prophecy, and then also being tied to themselves in this biblical prophecy, because they don't. So many people are still not connecting themselves as being the true Israelites. They're looking at Israel and looking at the Jews and them saying, "Oh, we're about to build the third temple and all this other stuff," and United Nations and Saudi Arabia, and the Jews and United States of America, these big mega powers is all coming together. What are they doing? You know, economic collapse, economic switch to digital currency, biometrics, control of money, control of purchase of goods and food and everything else. All these things are headed our way, and we have to be aware of these things because we can't stop what has already been prophesied and already been declared from the beginning. But we can't understand how this all plays out and what we must do as a people, because we will have to depend on the Father and each other in order to survive to the end.
All right. Well, we want to take the time to appreciate you and thank you for coming on the show. I know your time is limited. I mean, you know, we thank you for taking the time out to spend the time to talk to us, and it sounds very interesting, very excited for you, very excited for Israel, conscious and unconscious. And, I mean, you know, we have a work to do, and, you know, you have really put your hands to the plow to make this happen. And we're going to support in any way we can. We've already started purchasing the movie on Vimeo, and I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to kick back and see it probably tomorrow. I'm going to kick back when I get off work and sit down and watch it. But I've heard that everybody said it's a very excellent documentary, and very proud of you, very proud of you. You know, I'm really excited that, you know, you're from the church, and, you know, maybe this is the way the Most High is going to awake the church and let them know what's going on. So thank you so much for coming on.
Trust me, this is interesting time that we're living in, because you see it. Like, I've actually been getting calls from people from Africa, and When somebody calls you from South Africa and you say, well, what tribe are you from? They say, I'm from the Zulu tribe. And they want me and others and other people in Africa that have knowledge about this subject to speak in front of top, I don't know if we can speak in front of government leaders or in front of presidents or in front of influential people in different places such as Zimbabwe, South Africa, Ghana, Nigeria. This shows you how this movie is touching different people in different countries. So sooner or later, this is going to be a big thing, and it's going to create worldwide news where it's going to be probably televised or talked about in channels in Africa, in the Middle East, in Israel, United States, because this is going to be something super big in a minute. And this is just all playing out right around the time that you see Israel, they're talking about the Third Temple, they got the crown. They got the crown built for the crown already made for the Messiah. They already got the temple altar already made, and the temple menorah, and the temple vestments, and things that they already have to do. Even they supposedly have the Levitical high priesthood as well. That's going to initiate the sacrifices on the altar and everything. It's the time we're living right now. It's a lot of stuff happening, and it's all happening in 2018, 2019. So. Please pay attention.
Hallelujah. I praise to the Most High. Yeah, very excited. Like I said, it's a phenomenal time to be alive. It's an exciting time to be alive, and we have so much to look forward to, as we begin to move forward in this thing and supporting you in any kind of way we can. Again, we will definitely do. We're getting ready for 2019 in Washington, D.C., where we're coming together to fulfill the biblical prophecy of the 400 years. A lot of people don't believe it, but we have completed 400 years here, according to this government with H.R. 1242, and we're just going to go down before our Elohim as a nation, because every time that we have researched in the scriptures where Israel got together and called on him, he answered. Every time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're definitely going to do that. We're putting that together. And we just, like I said, if you can join us and make it, it'll be a blessing. We know you probably have a hectic schedule, but we wanted to give you an opportunity to come on this show so that they could hear it, from straight from you about what this is all about and how this is happening. So, again, thank you very much. Brother Yerushalayim will probably be in touch with you get some information so that we can put some things together and be able to support in any way we can.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Hallelujah. And on that note, everybody, we want to say thank you for joining us today. It's been a beautiful show. We learned that when it's over, there's no need to go any further. When we have had a show like we've had today and been blessed like we have today, and everybody came together in the fashion that they did, there's no need to take it any further. We just want to say thank you all for joining us tonight, and we will see you Tuesday night, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we say shalom, shalom to everybody, and have a wonderful rest of your day. You guys enjoy your Sunday. Shalom, Israel. Good night.
Shalom.